It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Simon Goldman was born January 18, 1913, in Carthage, New York, a small village in Jefferson County about 25 miles east of Watertown. Goldman attended the local schools in the Carthage area and then attended Syracuse University, graduating with a degree in advertising in 1935. Shortly after graduating, Goldman found work at WSYR Radio in Syracuse. Just a year later, in 1936, he was promoted to serve as the station's merchandising manager. Also in 1936, WSYR's owner, Colonel Wilder, purchased WJTN Radio in Jamestown and sent Goldman to Chautauqua County to serve as sales manager. By 1940, Goldman was appointed general manager of the station. He was just 27 years old. In 1943, Goldman enlisted in the Army and spent 1.5 years with the armed forces. He served as a member of the Communications Division of the 12th Army Group and participated in several major battles, including the D-Day invasion of Normandy. Following the war, Goldman returned to Jamestown to resume his position as vice president and general manager of WJTN. In March 1955, he became president, general manager, and chief owner of the James Broadcasting Company. Over the next 4 decades, the company would grow to own several more stations in the Northeast, and Goldman became a well-known and well-respected pioneer in the industry. Among his many honors, Goldman was a 1974 recipient of the National Conference of Christians and Jews Brotherhood Award. He was also named Outstanding Broadcaster of Western New York by the Buffalo Pioneers in 1998. In early 1999, Goldman was named to the Millennium Edition of Who's Who in America. He died in May 1999 at the age of 86. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.